Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
All right, good morning. It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week. We invite you to get involved by calling 994-1017. That's 994-1017 and get into the action. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. All right, NHRA Nationals gets started this weekend in Cali. Ron Capps will defend his Funny Car Championship. Jeff Gordon wins the Rolex 24 with Wayne Taylor Racing. Contact with Albuquerque sealed the deal. What? Yeah, there's actually a driver with the last name of Albuquerque. We're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up. More, and more new rules for Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Not only they get a new name, they get a whole bunch of new rules. Hey, Jerry Jordan with KickingTheTires.com is going to join the show with analysis. Try and help us break down what all they're trying to do with these rule changes. Gene Martinez with IntelliTech College is going to join the show. Their first graduating class has a tremendously bright future, and he's going to give us some information on if you're looking for a career change and what's going on in the automotive field. So make sure you stay tuned for that. That's going to be a great piece. Doug Collada had a career best 3.697 second pass to lead Top Fuel qualifying Friday in the season opening NHRA Circle K Winter Nationals at Auto Club Raceway. Because of rain, only the Pro Stock class completed both rounds of qualifying. In the only Top Fuel qualifying session, Collada had the fastest run of 325.69 miles per hour. Brittany Force was second fast with a 3.706 at 322.42, followed by eight-time champ Tony Schumacher at 3.729 at 325.06. And rookie Troy Coughlin Jr. had a 3.73 at 322.81. Matt Hagen led in Funny Car, and Greg Anderson topped the Pro Stock lineup. Hagen had a 3.841 at 330.15 in his Dodge Charger RT. Courtney Force qualified second with a 3.849 at 330.23. Tim Wilkerson jumped from 13 to 3rd with his second round run of 3.857 at 322.65. In Pro Stock, Anderson powered his Chevy Camaro to a 6.557 at 210.60 in the second session. Teammate and defending world champ Jason Lyon followed with a 6.563 at 210.93, and two-time world champion Erica Enders, who is back in a Chevy Camaro, ran a 6.567 at 210.60. Ron Capps is adjusting to his new role as a champ car leading into Panoma. Capps is still getting used to being called champ after winning his first NHRA Funny Car World Championship last year in Don Schumacher Racing's Napa Auto Parts 2017 Dodge Charger RT. It is the crowning achievement in the Hall of Fame career that includes 50 NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series titles in 23 years of professional racing for the California native living near San Diego. After successfully testing last weekend near Phoenix when he was the second quickest, the popular driver already is adjusting to have the prestigious number one on the side of his Dodge. Crew chief Rain Tobler and assistant Eric Lane with the Napa Auto Care crew saw their hard work over the winter payoff last Friday when Capps completed a lap of 3.854 and a top speed of 3.29. In 2016, of course, had the championship 24 events, had five victories. In a career with 483, has 50 victories. But of course, you know, talking about, you know, drag racing, Albuquerque Dragway's 2017 season gets started on March 4th. The kickoff event is a Yearwood Performance Street to Strip. Bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trials with over 50 events, including this year. They're going to have two all-out call-outs with weekly thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2017 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsman, and Junior Dragsters. The 2017 is going to get started really soon because March 4th is not that far away. You don't want to miss a single minute. Check it out, abqdragway.com. And, of course, they're going to start off with the Yearwood event. Hey, Yearwood actually is going to be open on the west side on Sundays. So if you know having trouble getting your work done with all the other sports that you're into, you got to get stuff done, you can now head over on Sunday on the west side. That's 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Of course, since 1968, Yearwood's been getting it done. Yearwood Performance is your home for go-fast parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it. You've got auto plumbing problems? They have all the hoses and fittings you need. They're also the home for the car capsule. It'll keep your car clean while you're working on all the other projects. You just put it in a little capsule, air it up, and it keeps all that dust off and keeps your ride super clean so when you're ready to head out. Yearwood Performance, New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, 341 Eubank, and of course, open on Sundays, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. And a lot of great things on the ABQ Dragway schedule this year. Of course, you know, some of the things you want to mark your calendars for is a Memorial Day Mayhem. That's going to be awesome with the Western Fuel Alters coming in town. Of course, you got, you know, two all-out call-outs. The Firecracker Nationals, which is always a big July event. Want to make sure you check that out. August, of course, they're going to have the National Dragster Challenge. Labor Day, got the big Labor Day Bash. All the way through October with the High Octane Shootout. And, of course, in November, they end it with the King of the Track. So you want to pick up the schedule. It's really, really impressive this year. Going to have a lot of neat things going on. Wayne Taylor Racing wins a Rolex 24 with a controversial finish. Ricky Taylor used a gutsy move to fiercely grab a victory that had been seemingly slipping away as the end of the Rolex 24 at Daytona was coming. The Wayne Taylor Racing team is among the most dominant in the race, but found itself trailing Action Express in the final hour in a battle of brand new Cadillacs. His shot at celebrating victory was down to one final attempt at a pass on Felipe Albuquerque. That's right, Felipe Albuquerque, and Taylor drove inside him entering turn one of the road course. Of course, not enough room for both cars. They come together. It wasn't clear if he was going to be able to complete the class. Contact did happen and sent Albuquerque spinning. The IMSA reviewed the action to see if Taylor was warranted a penalty. No penalty was issued after the review, and the Taylor team won his first Rolex since 2005 when the team Wayne owner was still a driver. It marks the first victory for the brothers Ricky and Jordan Taylor, two of the most talented sports car racers in America, and longtime Taylor co-driver Max Angeli. Their fourth driver, none other than retired NASCAR great Jeff Gordon, won his first Rolex watch of his career. Gordon ran this race once before in 2007 with the Taylor team. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to break down all of these different changes in NASCAR with Jory Jordan with KickingTheTires.com. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
This is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Schwope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. Before I think, I'm looking too desperately.
But so far has not been fun. I'm Gabriel Amador, owner of Amore Neapolitan Pizzeria. We're proud to be New Mexico's first and only certified pizzerias. We make our mozzarella, sauces, dough, and bread all from scratch daily using the freshest ingredients. We're one of 12 local businesses, including Santa Fe Brewing, at Green Jeans Farmery on I-40 in Carlisle, with a new indoor dining area and heated patios. Amore's new location is in West Downtown, east of Rio Grande on Central, with 11 local beers on tap and select Italian wines all available at our happy hour. Amore Neapolitan Pizzeria.
Real Estate has a new home at the Albuquerque Journal. Homestyle is a weekly magazine featuring all things real estate. Visit abqjournal.com/homestyle to see every open house every day. Take Homestyle with you when pursuing open houses, so you have every open house listing at your fingertips. Learn about local builders and real estate companies to find the right fit for your needs. Pick up this week's copy in the Friday Journal. Homestyle, helping you find home.
Napa Know-How. When you grab a pair of Bosch Evolution Beam wiper blades, now $10 off at Napa, you'll have the confidence to tell Mother Nature to bring it. Bring the rain, snow, sleet, the almighty all-powerful El Nino, and even more rain. Because with Bosch Evolution wiper blades, now $10 off when you buy a pair, you'll show the weather who's really the boss. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Hungry? Then you want WEX. WEX is the absolute best spot for breakfast and lunch. No wimpy, skimpy meals here. WEX serves you huge platters of home-cooked deliciousness. For breakfast, try their full belly omelets, mouth-watering huevos rancheros, hot scratch-made buttermilk pancakes, and super big breakfast burritos. For lunch, check out WEX giant belly-busting burgers and overstuffed sandwiches. I guarantee you'll never leave WEX hungry. 10 neighborhood locations open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. to serve you. A full belly tradition since 1991. Wow, WEX.
Sheila and Walter Wooten retired from California to a ranch in Pine Hill, New Mexico. After years of severe pain, Sheila was ready for a new knee, but she was anxious about surgery in a new community. Our Total Joint team was ready to help. When she left the hospital, she still needed care, and since the ranch was over 3 hours away, we found a local hotel and sent physical therapists to her room. Soon, Sheila was cleared for home, ready to embrace life on the ranch.
The Candy Lady has that perfect gift, naughty or nice. Celebrate Valentine's Day with classic sweets, modern delights, and marvelous confections, molded in shapes you would only share with that someone special. Handmade candy created from a secret family recipe, combining fresh, high-quality ingredients and finished with special touches, unique to the Candy Lady. Licorice, chocolate-dipped strawberries and Oreos and truffles. The Candy Lady is a sure thing, bringing couples together for over 30 years. The Candy Lady, 424 San Felipe, still in historic Old Town. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.17. A quick programming note, coming up at 9 a.m., you got FM Sports Saturday. 10 a.m., you have the Team High School Show, Gary Heron. 11 a.m., the Henry T. Show. 6:30, we're going to carry New Mexico State versus Grand Canyon. Finally, that winning streak came to an end. Tough road game, but they're going to be back in action tonight against Grand Canyon. On Sunday, 11 a.m., we're going to have Michigan versus Indiana college basketball. A lot of neat things coming on. Make sure you stay tuned. All right, going to be a lot of changes this year in NASCAR, starting off with the Monster Energy coming into the sport. Joining this morning is Jerry Jordan to kind of help us understand what's going on. How you doing this morning, Jerry? Hey, can you bring him in? Because for some reason my thing's not working here. Hey, Jerry, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
Good. Hey, got a little technical problems. You know, it's early in 2017, so we're still working out some bugs. But how you doing, man?
Doing well. Getting ready to go to Daytona. I leave on Monday, and we'll be down there till the 27th.
I got to check out Speed Weeks. Hey, got to ask you, how was your off season, man? A lot of any silly season for you?
It's always silly season here in Texas. You know, we had 3 days of winter, and I walked outside this morning, and it's 80 degrees. So, you know, but no, it's been fun. I got a little bit of a vacation, but, you know, I put together the Garage Pass radio show every day for PRN, so I'm working every day anyway. But it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, I look forward to seeing everybody. It's official. I got my hard card in the mail yesterday. So it's on. I mean, I know that it's just right around the corner. We're like 14 days, tomorrow. But really looking forward. Hey, I mean, of course, this year or this week already they had some more rule changes with the new damage vehicle policy. Can you help us kind of understand what they're trying to do with that?
Well, the damaged vehicle policy came about basically because we saw a lot of cars in the past. Since the inception of NASCAR, we've seen cars go into the pits, you know, repair stuff, throw on some you know, carbon fiber fenders, tape things up to 200 mile an hour duct tape, and get back out on the track trying to make laps. It doesn't make sense to do that anymore with the new point system where, you know, where you don't have the same number of points being given out. And pretty much if you finish in the lower tier of the racers on the track, you don't get anything for it. So there's no real reason to go back to the garage and try to get back on the track. So there's no gain to it. All it does is makes it more dangerous for the fans, more dangerous for the drivers that are out there, and potentially more costly for the teams.
Well, I think it's actually more a reflection too of local racing. Some of the local racing, a lot of the races are shorter, and so I mean you've got a damaged car. I mean you can't get back out and really attribute to much. But I think once again, you know, it does kind of look like, you know, there is a whole bunch of things that are going on, and you know, in some ways, I mean, I read a headline, you know, somewhere along the way that it looks like you know, NASCAR is, you know, once again, you know, is in desperation mode. And I'm not sure it's that. I think that if you look at, I mean, geez, we just had the best Super Bowl in history, closest finish, largest comeback. You know, I mean, the same thing has, you know, been happening, you know, when the Cavaliers come back, you know, down 3-1 to, you know, I mean, the greatest, you know, team of all time with wins in the regular season, that I think it's just one of those things that as consumers, we're expecting this drama and we have this added expectation that everything we watch is going to be great. And I think that actually this is a reflection of NASCAR saying, hey, we want to be a part of that, more than I consider it a desperation. I mean, what are your thoughts on a headline like that?
Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree. I know fans want the edge of your seat moment. They want, excuse me, they want the nail biter, you know, knuckle to the wall finish where, you know, guys are just going at it. And, you know, kind of like we had in the Daytona 500 last year, kicking things off with
Mark Trixton
here and Denny Hamlin. Okay. It's not going to happen. Race. Oh, wait, it happened at Phoenix last year too. We have great racing in NASCAR, and I think because we have 36 races out of the year, people tend to forget that, oh, wait, we have that same thing at you know, some of the other tracks as well. We have great racing. Look at Miami, the final race of the year. We have good racing, but our races, obviously, you know, they lose the attention span of some people. With the stages this year, I think that's going to be more interesting because you're going to see people racing for something that matters throughout the race. In the NFL, okay, if you had wiped off the everything that the Atlanta Falcons had done in the first, you know, two quarters of the game, then, you know, and all you had seen was the Patriots, then it would have been a pretty boring game, to be honest with you. But the Patriots struggling to get back after being down 28-3, you know, and getting there and winning that game, as much as I hated them winning the game, it was a great game. And fans want to see that. You're exactly right. And I don't blame NASCAR for trying to shake things up. Sports, affiliations, they change the rules every year and people don't even notice it. So I think it's a great thing going forward. And I think we'll see a lot more excitement.
Well, and I totally agree. When you start to look at other sports and you talk about the race segments, you know, that now it's going to be broken up into three segments. It also acknowledges the commercial
stages.
There's so much vernacular we're going to have to get right this year. I mean, I'm gonna probably get my hand slapped all the time. But yes, in the different stages, because you make a great point. I mean, in college basketball we have halves, and in, you know, pro basketball we have quarters. You know, in football we have quarters, and there's always that drama, you know, leading up until that part. And I think that's you know what NASCAR is acknowledging, as well as the fact that one of the biggest complaints is, hey, you know, we cut away from a live race to go and do some commercials because we got to pay some bills, just like we do on this show. We got to pay some bills with some advertisers. And so I think that their acknowledgement also of that is, hey, we want to give you as much racing as possible, but now we've also built a way to, you know, build in some incentive. That, I mean, right now, the crew chiefs have got to be, like, you know, pulling their hair. It's like, how are we going to deal with all of these added factors. The stress level's got to be coming up. And I think that I actually think that this stage is going to be great because, I mean, now also, you know, we don't have the chase now. We have the playoffs. So, you know, everybody understands, you know, playoffs and stuff. And I think it's going to be exciting. Do you see that, I mean, coming into play, you know, at some of the, you know, different racetracks? Does this make the mile and a half tracks more interesting? Because a lot of times, you know, they say, hey, there's cookie cutter tracks. All the races look the same. I don't even know where they're racing this weekend. What are your thoughts on how that lays out at the different tracks?
See, I don't buy the cookie cutter track argument. Because Texas is a mile and a half, and so is Atlanta. And guess what? They're sister tracks. But Atlanta at one point was like one of the fastest tracks on the circuit. And Texas, you know, has its own unique genre of racing that does something to the drivers when they get behind the wheel that you don't see at other mile and a half. You know, at Kentucky, they changed up that mile and a half, and Texas is changing up its track, mainly because they don't want to fall into the argument. Even though they're producing something different, they don't want to fall into the argument. And I hate to say it, but there's a lot of fans out there that watch NASCAR that are very closed-minded when it comes to the action. And you know what? Everything is great and good if Dale Earnhardt Jr. is winning the race. But by God, if Kyle Busch wins a race, you can watch Twitter and it lights up. So, you know, we have some very singular-minded thinking people, and that's not a problem. You root for who you want to root for. That's fine. But don't equate everything as bad just because your driver's not winning. You know, my driver doesn't even compete in the sport anymore.
Exactly.
So, you know, but we had a lot. It wasn't just the changes with the damaged vehicle policy and then the changes to the tracks. We saw the AMR thing, and that's we broke that at Kicking the Tires. And, bringing on an enhancement to the safety crew, a lot of people don't realize that NASCAR has had a traveling safety crew since 2002. Yet they say, well, IndyCar has a traveling safety crew and NASCAR doesn't. No, you don't know the facts. And the fact that they're bringing on AMR to enhance what they already had is an awesome accomplishment for NASCAR, and it's an awesome undertaking for AMR, it's the largest medical response company in the country, and American Medical Response, they're going to be on the scene and get to know these drivers when they get in a crash, and they're going to be able to follow care so that they're not going back to Charlotte, North Carolina with Dr. Petty, who's a great doctor, but he wasn't there, so he doesn't know what happened. These doctors will interact with the drivers and the families and the crews and even the media if we get hurt, God forbid, you know, throughout the week to find out and make sure that they're okay so that they can race again. There's going to be more coming down the pike, and I've got a huge story I'm working on for next week when we get to Daytona, so you'll want to check back at that. But there's so many great things that NASCAR did last week. It's hard to pick one that overall is the best of them.
Well, absolutely. And before we, you know, get away from that, hey, how can people follow you? I mean, because I want them to be able to follow this story as you break it.
Well, you can go to kickingthetires.net, but you can also follow me on Twitter at JerryJordan_KTT. You can go to the Kicking the Tires Twitter account as well, but the JerryJordan_KTT is my personal Twitter account where you can follow everything that's posted is and breaking news and my snarky comments are posted there. You can follow us on Kicking the Tires. Basically, if you pick a social media and you type in Kicking the Tires, you'll find us and you should be able to find me. So, Instagram, Snapchat, we're there. I'm learning some of the things like Instagram I'm not real good at, but we're learning. I've got Aaron Bearden coming on this year. He's full-time with Kicking the Tires. Yvonne Jones, also full-time. She used to work at CBSSports.com, and I still have Summer Bedgood, who is a holdover from last year. She, believe it or not, she decided to come back. So I have three people writing for Kicking the Tires in addition to myself, and we will be bringing lots of NASCAR news. We're updating the site pretty much every day, letting people know what's going on, not just in NASCAR, but also in IndyCar and some rallycross stuff, too.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm going to ask you to stay over the break because I didn't get to anything, but I wanted to make sure that we got you in on where they could follow you. So if I can ask you to hold over on the other side, I want to talk a little bit about what Monster Energy brings and, of course, the rookie class. So if I can ask you to hold on, and we'll come on over to the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Got auto plumbing problems? They have all the hoses and fittings you need. Yearwood is also the home for the car capsule. Yearwood Performance, New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop. Now, for a limited time, Yearwood is open Sundays on the west side, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Buy local, save time and money. Yearwoodperformance.com.
Gecko's Bar and Tapas is Knob Hill's original gastro pub. Plenty of free parking, easy access, and no construction problems on Central. Gecko's is the place to be for all sporting events with our 11 high-definition TVs. We show all Lobo basketball games, including ESPN3. Gecko's wins with our great appetizers and bar food. Happy hour 7 days a week on Central and Knob Hill and 5801 Academy Road Northeast.
Hail damage got you down? Visit Metro Dent at Hail Free Car for a free damage assessment and deductible assistance. Their 20-year certified PDR technicians provide satisfaction guaranteed and a lifetime warranty. Free rental car and pickup. Call 505-210-0272. Metro Dent at HailFreeCar.com.
Hi, this is Lobo coach Ray Birmingham. I want to tell you about a team that will take your business's conference room to the next level. Advanced Presentation Systems. Rick Siegel and his crew are the official audio-video partners for the Lobos, and he'll treat you like a champion too. Your conference room will present success, presentations will be easy, wireless with HD quality. Call Lobo supporter Rick Siegel at Advanced Presentation Systems and let them help you present success. 821-5515. 821-5515.
Come join me, Joe O'Neill, with ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team for a special evening. Schools are at the heart of every community. We are proud to be part of the efforts to help renovate St. Mary's School in Berlin. Since 1927, that's right, 1927, St. Mary's School has provided a faith-filled education to the children of Berlin and its surrounding communities. Buy your tickets now for this Roaring Twenties celebration of dinner and dancing in support of the renovation of 90-year-old buildings still in use at St. Mary's in Berlin. Single tickets, tables, and event sponsorships are still available by calling St. Mary's School at 864-0484 or visit stmarysberlin.com. It's the St. Mary's 90th Anniversary Gala on February 11th at Isleta Resort, sponsored in part by the law firm of David C. Chavez, Rax Building Supply, Semco Inc., and ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I'll see you there.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides. With monthly full-color features, such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Berlin, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the monthly cover car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7. I want to get back to the conversation here with Jerry Jordan. Jerry, I was just curious, kind of your insight on what Monster Energy is kind of bringing to NASCAR this year.
I think you're going to see a lot of excitement and a lot of intensity. Monster, if you've ever watched the Supercross, those guys know how to put on a party.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, people know that that I'm become kind of friends with Kurt Busch.
Right.
He has been a monster driver for some time and has a great relationship with those guys. And while he won't tell me any of the inside, Kurt has told me that the one thing that this company does is they like to have fun. And he was doing 160 miles an hour down a California highway with dune buggies and motorcycles and off-road buggies jumping over his car for some kind of shoot, okay,
wow.
Some commercial shoot. So he's like, this is the type of thing that when they do something, they do it. And the one thing that I know from my own experience about Monster, there's not this whole corporate hierarchy of a bunch of people that have to sign off on stuff. There's like three guys that sign checks at this company, okay? There's like three guys that say, okay, we're going to do this, make it happen. Boom, and they do it. So it's something different than what NASCAR has seen in the past where you have these levels of marketing and you know, different tiers that you had to go through. You're not going to see that with Monster. When they want to pull the trigger, they can pull the trigger pretty quickly. And I think that is good because, you know, some people are criticizing this deal, and whether it's a $25 million deal, as some people are inaccurately reporting, or it's a $35 million deal, as what I've been led to believe that it is, $10 million either way isn't that big of a swing. But here's the thing. What can they do? Where are we seeing them? We don't see them on our NASCAR hard card lanyards like we saw Sprint, but we do see them on the top of the windows of the cars where we used to see the driver's names. Now, they're buying their sponsorship a la carte, basically. Whatever they want, where they want their name to be is where they're putting it. It's not like someone at NASCAR saying, hey, you need to be here, 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 and here. And we've traditionally done this, this, and this. Monster's sitting there saying, that doesn't make sense to us. We want our names here, here, and here. And NASCAR's doing it because this is a new way of thinking. It's outside the box for NASCAR. I mean, they changed the logo for God's sakes. Look at the NASCAR stylized logo that we've had since, you know, for years versus what it looks like now. It's a slight change, but they changed the logo. It made it look more streamlined. It brought it up to date. Monster's bringing some great new ideas to the sport, and I for one, I can't wait.
Well, and I agree. Their relationship with Kyle Busch in Xfinity has been there for a while. Of course, being with both Busch brothers and Kurt Busch, I think that's a real great start. But you're right. I mean, what they've done with the X Games, what they've done with Supercross and Motocross, and of course, they even got Ron Gronkowski is one of the guys they've got in the fold. So I do agree with you. I think it brings a lot of fun, and it's their focus on the youth movement, which is, you know, a perfect lead into talking about what we're looking at the rookie class this year. And because, I mean, what a phenomenal season that Chase Elliott had last year, and following right on his footsteps, Erik Jones and Ty Dillon, and then the surprise of all surprises with Edwards leaving and Daniel Suarez stepping in that seat. I mean, that is going to be a tough rookie class. I mean, those guys could actually all make it into the playoffs this season and make it pretty interesting. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, is that all kind of fall right into the whole youth movement with Monster Energy coming into the sport?
Yep, it does. And, you know, I don't know why Carl left other than to say Carl said he had things that he wanted to do and he just didn't want to drive. And I respect that. He's out there right now helping Daniel Suarez, who is probably, I'm going to pick Daniel Suarez to be the rookie of the year this year.
Wow.
I know that's kind of blasphemy when you got Eric and you got Ty and you know, here's the thing. Daniel Suarez, the kid can get it done. He can wheel a race car. And the one thing he will do, he will learn. He likes to learn. And he last year, okay, prime example, when he was racing, he would lean on Kyle Busch. And Kyle was like, I could set my clock by it. Every Thursday, 3 o'clock, Daniel Suarez was going to call me. And guess what Daniel did? Because he wanted to know what Kyle could tell him and teach him about the track that they were coming up to. So it's going to be quite interesting.
Well, and you actually talk about Daniel Suarez. One of the things that I think that his TV persona, which is interesting, that with Carl Edwards, of course, what a great, fantastic person and personable. But to actually see them at the track and their level of competitiveness, when we were at PIR, I actually all of a sudden wound up in the middle of an exchange between Suarez and Allgaier. Suarez wasn't happy with the way Allgaier drove him. And it was funny because it was the way he went from we were asking him some questions to Justin was walking by. He kind of grabbed his arm and said, "Hey, just wanted to have a couple of words," but was very professional. But, you know, I mean, he had no trouble with English right there. I mean, they knew there was a little bit of exchange there. And I think that one of those things that I hope that Monster kind of brings is these guys really care. These guys really compete. They want to win. And I don't think that many people see that amount of fire in Daniel. But I tell you what, it was pretty testy. And it was great to just kind of see that fire. And this was, you know, this was an hour and a half after the race. And he was already in street clothes, but he wasn't going to let that go.
No, Daniel's passionate. You know, you've got some great drivers out there. We didn't mention Gray Galding, and I have to give a shout out to BK Racing. They've taken some hits. I've broken some stories about BK Racing over the off season with the lawsuit and being locked out of the shop and things like that. But BK is like, you know, they're like a rubber band man. They keep bouncing back, and they got Gray Galding in the 23 car this year, and he's going to be a good rookie driver. So I'm looking forward to seeing that too. And they, if anybody on the track of those four rookies, those guys with Gray Galding and BK have the most to prove, because my God, I mean, you look at who's there, and you've got Ty, who is basically, that's an offshoot of Richard Childress Racing, and then you've got Eric, and then you've got who is going to be at Furniture Row, which is an offshoot of Joe Gibbs, with the Furniture Row guys have proven they know what they're doing, and then you've got Daniel at JGR, the strongest powerhouse on the circuit right now. So it's going to be very interesting to watch, but I think the ones that had the most to prove are the BK guys with Gray Galding. And I don't know if he can get it done, but he's definitely not he doesn't need to be left out of the conversation.
Awesome. Great insight. Always great to talk to you, Jerry, and really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on. I hope I didn't ramble on too long, but anytime you need me, give me a holler.
Awesome. No, you didn't ramble on at all. We got a whole lot more coming up. That was Jerry Jordan. Make sure you check him out at kickingthetires.net. We got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to be joined with some guys from IntelliTech, and we're going to tell you about if you want to, you know, get more of a career going in the automotive industry, this is maybe the place for you. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
This is Darrell Walker, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2017 season will start on Saturday, March 4th.
The kickoff event is Hewitt Performance's Street to Strip.
Bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trials. With over 50 events, including two all-out callouts and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2017 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Sportsman's, and Junior Dragsters. The 2017 season starts soon. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there.
abqdragway.com.
Napa Know-How.
If you've got a hatch, trunk, or hood that won't stay open, your lift supports need replacing. Luckily, Napa has TurboLift lift supports for $10 off a pair. So unless you're one of those guys who thinks a sturdy helmet and an old 2x4 are suitable replacements, you'll want to get some TurboLift lift supports from Napa. Now $10 off a pair. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Winter is a great time to enjoy your New Mexico state parks. Lakes and rivers in New Mexico get extremely cold, and your body can cool down 25 times faster in cold water than in cold air. Did you know that life jackets can help you stay alive longer after a fall into cold water? Wearing your life jacket could be the single most important factor in surviving cold water immersion. They provide flotation and protection. Your life is precious. Be safe on the water this winter, and don't risk it, wear it. Vote safe, vote smart, and visit nmparks.com or call 1-888-NM-PARKS for more information.
Ski Apache is waiting for you with three snowtastic ski and board packages to choose from. Starting at just $5.29, experience epic skiing, boarding, zip lining, and New Mexico's only gondola. Ski Apache, get vertical. Details at skiapache.com. Skiapache.com.
The best new Mexican food is right here at El Bruno's. El Bruno's, for over 40 years, voted best of the city chili con queso and a top 10 restaurant in Albuquerque. Did I mention the best margaritas around? It's El Bruno's Restaurant and Cantina, 4th and Paseo.
When choosing a body shop, you want to choose the best for your car.
Sort of like choosing a coach for your favorite team.
Exactly. Somebody who is good.
Car Crafters was once again named Best of City for collision repair.
Somebody with experience.
Car Crafters has been around for 35 years.
And somebody you can trust.
Car Crafters serves thousands of New Mexicans each year, and they keep coming back.
Guess Car Crafters is the best choice for my car.
Car Crafters, it's like it never happened.
When you hear the name Vernon Speakeasy, you immediately think of the most romantic dining experience in New Mexico. Visit YouGotAPassword.com for Valentine's Week reservations. Vernon's is offering a special aphrodisiac-themed menu. Curious now, aren't you? Vernon serves only the highest quality prime-cut steaks, including New Mexico beef and even vegetarian plates. Reserve your table and get your password now for Valentine's Week at YouGotAPassword.com or call 341-0831. Vernon's, going strong for 11 years on 4th Street in the North Valley. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 Team. Quick programming note before we jump into the final segment. 9 a.m. FM Sports Saturday on deck, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m. you got the Team High School Show. 11 a.m. the Henry T. Show. 6:30 we're going to carry New Mexico State versus Grand Canyon in college basketball. Sunday we got at 11 a.m. we got Michigan versus Indiana. And as I've been talking about for a couple of months now, maybe your New Year's resolution is to, you know, get a better job. You know, I mean, to actually do something that you want to do, you feel passionate. And of course, Napa Auto Care Centers is looking for you. If you're a mechanic and you want to make a change, join their great team with excellent pay and benefits. Napa Auto Care Centers is also training and advancement opportunities. They're fast growing and they need you. And with local ownership and genuine Napa parts, a powerful combination, visit AutoCareNM.com and click on jobs for a position available or to request an interview. That's AutoCareNM.com. And along that theme, I'd actually had Jim Deerholt on a couple of weeks ago, and he had mentioned IntelliTech as one of the places that they work with closely because they know there's a shortage of mechanics. And so if you're out there listening and you just haven't been happy, you get, you know, bad hours or whatever, and you want to make an improvement, this industry is growing. Cars are changing. The technology is amazing. And so this is now an opportunity for you to actually take some action and move forward. So start off the bat. I'm going to invite Gene Martinez with IntelliTech to join the show. How are you doing this morning, Gene?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, first of all, for inviting us to the show. And thank you.
You're very welcome. So tell us a little bit about what IntelliTech College is.
Well, IntelliTech College is actually right now an automotive program. It's a 18-month automotive program. We have a full-service bay. We have three bays. It's actually a degreed program, 90 credit hours. It's an associate's degree in the automotive field.
Are those like night classes, day classes? Do you, I mean, how do you work with, say, maybe somebody who currently has a job and needs to maybe keep that job, or, you know, somebody who's maybe, maybe has got a little bit of time, they've got a family situation, and maybe going to class during the day makes sense because they don't have the flexibility in the evening. When are the classes?
Well, the great thing about IntelliTech and what they do is they provide two programs. It's one program in automotive, but they have a morning. It basically starts at 9 o'clock, 8:50. To 12:50, and we have a night class, and that starts at 5:50 to 9:50. So it's really great, and it's the same program. We have instructors that are ASC certified master technicians, And this morning, we actually have a student in here that is going to be for our first graduating class of February 16th, and our ceremony will be actually February 25th.
Awesome. Well, let's get Chris on, and let's do, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Let's ask Chris. How was the program for you? I mean, how much did you learn, and how excited are you maybe at your future in this growing industry?
It's been a rough year and a half, you know, but I think the staff got me through it and everything. So that was good. You know, we got good people there.
Awesome.
That help out through the struggle that we need to get through for the classes and everything. I'm very excited to get out finally to start my career and everything in the industry.
Well, and I mean, it's still school, which is what you're talking about, the rough part. I mean, probably the best part is when you have the oil and the grease on your hands and you're working with the equipment and you're learning. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty intense. But then you're ready to go. I mean, you know, you're learning stuff. Talk a little bit about, you know, kind of that class experience and what it's like to be able to be this hands on.
It was good because I went in as an apprentice at my job, and I moved up within 3 months into a journeyman two, which is pretty fast. And what the school taught me on all the hands-on in the lab and everything, that's what got me there.
Awesome. Well, and so, the next possible, you know, probable question is that when I ask Lucas to kind of come into the show, and sorry about the, you know, the whole, you know, closeness here, what is the, if somebody's listening and they want to get involved, how do they reach out to admissions? How do they get some information on tuition and, you know, maybe some, if there's some scholarships or anything out there, how can people find out more information?
Well, first, we are located at 5001 Montgomery Boulevard Northeast, right behind Burlington Coal Factory off of San Mateo Montgomery. If you want to come down, feel free to visit with one of the admissions representatives. We'll take you on a tour. Ultimately, give you some good information you can review, and we do have financial aid for those who qualify.
So, what is kind of the? I mean, the process. Do you have to have any background in automotive? If this was like, say you were in the food industry, and you said, "Hey, you know, I mean, I want a job with that I can, you know, challenge myself, and I love cars, you know." And so, do you have to have a background in anything else, or do you recommend it, or?
Absolutely not. As long as you have an interest in the field, and ultimately, as long as you have a passion for bettering your life, that's all we ask. You know, we help you every step of the way.
Is there any like job placement or anything that comes with that? Do you want to handle that one? Gene's like, I want that one.
One of the things that I did not mention, and I was going to mention it here in a little bit, but I am actually the career service advisor out there, and admissions from the beginning and career services actually follows us, the students, all the way through the 18 months. We provide job assistance and job placement. We actually work with resume writing, cover letters, and we work through the whole part. One of the things about career services is that we go out and we get out in the field and we talk to employers, and we're looking at, you know, there is a big need for auto technicians right now. And the nice thing about IntelliTech is that they're coming into the field, I mean, into our school, and we give them tours. And it's really impressive to come in to see our shop. We have a three-bay shop right now, and I'll let Lucas talk about this, about how the process is for the entry. But again, we follow up with the students the whole time. We go into classrooms. We talk to them about how important it is to present. And now that I use the word present, that is part of the process for the school. And Chris can attest to this. We look at it this way. We have uniforms for the school. For the students, they tuck their shirts in, they wear steel-toed boots, no hats on backwards, and what we're doing is we're really looking for professionalism. So not only are we teaching them hands-on theory, we're teaching them to become professional as they are. So, I can pass this on to Chris, and he can talk about that because he was actually a member of those 18 months going through it and learning through the classroom and going through the career services piece.
So, and the other day I came by because you had a little job fair, and of course, there were several of the Napa Auto Cares there. They were ready to take resumes. I mean, they were on the edge of their seat going, we need some bodies. I mean, we've got cars that need to be fixed. We got bodies. And I think that relationship's amazing. Whether it was auto body, I mean, Martin Sr. had, you know, some people there. I mean, it was all the way across the board. You know, of course, Midas was there as well. So, I mean, clearly they're, you know, I mean, if you're sitting out there saying, well, gosh, I have a daughter at UNM, and I'm going to tell you, you know, there's no guarantees when she gets done there. This is so much closer to, if you're going to like do something, I mean, there's a direct line. I mean, there's a guy standing there going, I've got a paycheck, I've got a 401k, I've got health insurance, you know, I mean, just get the education you need. What is it like for you, Chris, you know, thinking about the fact that it's like, hey, there's some job security. I mean, I can literally see where I'm going and the caliber of, you know, the companies that I would be working with.
It was, I was working at a dead-end job before, and then now this pushed me into a career where I can have a job almost anywhere I'm going. And right now I'm actually going to Denver because of the school, actually.
Yeah, well, the first thing I'm going to say is, darn it, why are we losing another person out of state? But it's absolutely amazing. And so I'm actually going to, like, you know, slip over here to Lucas, because I do want to follow up on that a little bit, because it is really important. Let's take some action. Somebody needs to take some action right now that they want to make a difference in their life. How do they do that?
First, definitely give us a call at 505-818-8570. We'll have you come down and speak with the admissions representatives. When you get down, we'll take you on a tour, ultimately give you some good information, and so you can take home and review with the family. And we get you prepared for four major ASC certifications, which will be in engine repair, brake, steering, and suspensions, electrical, electronic systems, and 609 refrigerant recovery and recycling. And upon graduation, you will get your Associates of Occupational Studies degree.
I tell you, man, Lucas, you got your crap together. I mean, you just brought that. You know, it was like I kind of threw it out there, and you just went with that. But I do want to come back to Chris for just a second. And first off, I think we need to give a little love to your employer to let you off today to come out here and do this. Where are you working now?
I work for U.S. Transport and Logistics. It's a trucking company. We do dry bulk, and I'm a heavy-duty technician right now.
Awesome. Yeah. So I mean, it actually kind of brings us back. We got about, you know, minute and a half left, but I mean, it, right there, it's like you're also working with diesel and large equipment. I mean, this is not just a, you know, the daily driver. I mean, this is some big time stuff.
Yes, it is. The really nice thing about this is there are people that are just or have no experience whatsoever that are coming through the school, and at the end of it, what we're going to do is we say that they are entry level technicians. Okay, but as you're working there, and that's part of what Career Services does as well, we are looking for work in the field. So while they're going to school, and the really nice thing about this is if you get a day shift job, then we can actually move you to the night shift where you're doing, you're going to school as well. And we really want to promote staying in school and getting the experience that you need to actually work on that and become what Chris is right now. You know, so it's really a good opportunity for anybody out there that's on the fence, that's looking for an education. And, you know, the really nice thing, this is an associate's program in the automotive field. So, you know, one of the things about with Jim Deerholt, you know, we have a good relationship. And as you saw, our first career fair here in Albuquerque. So it was really a good one for the first one. And, you know, we have our graduates and they will be working in the field. So we're very, very happy to be here.
So remind us again where the campus is.
The campus is at 5001 San Mateo, or I'm sorry, Montgomery Boulevard, Suite 24. It's actually right behind Burlington. It used to be Coat Factory, but it's Burlington, and it's right off of west of San Mateo, off of Montgomery.
Yeah, and actually, it's right behind the MVD. I mean, you know, I mean, so we've all been there, and especially if you're into cars, you know where you got to go to register your car. And so it's right there. And, hey, I really appreciate you guys coming in this morning. If you want information, more information, is there a way they can, like, drop you an email or a phone call?
Yes, you can call the number that Lucas gave at 505-818-8570. And the main office is 505-508-5225. Or walk in. We'll be happy to show you the school.
Awesome. Well, that's what I did. And you actually took me on a tour. I was absolutely blown away because what's interesting is there is a lot back there that I think that people don't know. And so I really appreciate you coming out today. But hey, thank you. All of you that were listening today, appreciate you listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Remember, you can check us out online at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Of course, you can follow us at 1017theteam.com. This is New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 1017 The Team.
thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 1017 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
1017 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.